This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. During his centenary celebration 2 years ago, Samuel Barber's music was performed in venues all around the world. But absent from that celebration was one of his best works, his song cycle, Hermit Songs, which Barber wrote in 1953. There will be a rare performance of Hermit Songs this weekend at Sunday Chatter in Albuquerque by two terrific local musicians, mezzo Jacqueline Zanderwall and our guest this morning, pianist Amy Greer. Amy, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. First of all, there is a reason why this work is not performed very frequently.
Yes, it is tremendously difficult for both the pianist and the singer. Barber did not obey our common time signatures of 3-4 or 4-4 or anything that we most commonly set music to. Instead, he set it so that the eighth note pulse stayed the same for the entire work, but it changed from measure to measure, which makes the piece really organic for the text. It seems very natural, but it is just a nightmare for both the pianist and the singer in terms of the rhythm. So for that reason, I think that people avoid the piece.
And Barber himself, who was, of course, a pianist, he performed the premiere of it with Leontine Price.
Right, yeah. In 1953, he and Leontine Price performed it. And that's still kind of the definitive recording of this piece, is Barber at the piano and Leontine Price singing it.
Now, tell us a bit about the text.
The text has a really interesting history. He pulled it from this manuscript of notes and margin writings from hermits in Ireland during the 11th and 12th century, anything from prayers and musings on the day. There's one that's an ode to a cat, to just plain old gossip. Some of it's catty. It's a wonderful combination of really religious sentiments as well as just petty human sentiments. And in spite of the rhythmic difficulties, I think they're brilliantly set. I think that Barber knows how to emphasize words in ways that are very natural. And once you let yourself go of some of the kind of traditional rhythmic assumptions you have, you find that place where it absolutely fits what the character and the mood of the pieces are. So in spite of the challenge, they don't feel unnatural once you get out of your traditional music mindset.
And one thing that you alluded to is the fact that this is not just what we might consider a typical relationship of a singer and an accompanist. This is very much a balanced duo.
Yes. These fall in the category of true art songs. And by definition, an art song is a piece where the pianist is not just an accompanist, but is playing an integral part in the character and mood of the music. And in case of these pieces, for example, the second piece of the 10-piece set is about a bell. And you can hear in the piano part this bell tolling over and over and over again. In another one, the one about the ode for the cat, you can hear the cat scamper across the piano keyboard. Another one that is about the sea, the piano part provides the waves and the kind of surging sense. So very much so that you can tell Barber was a pianist. He cared very much about the piano part. And these are true art songs in the real definition of them.
Pianist Amy Greer joins mezzo Jacqueline Zanderwall in a rare performance of Samuel Barber's song cycle, Hermit Songs, at Sunday Chatter, Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Cosmos, 1715 5th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. Also on the program is music of Steve Reich and York Bowen, with Julie Brocken as the featured poet. For details, go to chatterchamber.org. Great to have you with us, Amy. Thanks.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.